concept of investing is a way to match one's portfolio to its values. And commonly that's been done through excluding controversial industries, tobacco, alcohol, munitions, whatever it is you don't want to invest in, you don't back through your investments. Our approach, advocacy investing, takes a different tack. It looks at the behaviors of companies. So people who are concerned about diversity or the environment or human rights have the ability to drive those kinds of values with their investment portfolios. Well, advocacy investing is an additive process. There's no investment performance give up. So we first take the same steps we would with any portfolio in terms of strategic and tactical asset allocation, ensuring that the portfolio is appropriately skewed toward or away from industries and sectors based upon the client's risk tolerance, cash needs, and so on. Then we add on top of that positive screens that seek out those companies that most meaningfully address the client's values. When you look at the very best performers, that is, those companies that have the most enlightened management, we find, in fact, that there's no give-up. Those companies which are most progressive, care most about their stakeholders, are going to have less employee turnover, less recruitment costs, less remediation in terms of environmental hazards, greater sensitivity and awareness by city government. I think it's important to understand that people can lead by example. Social responsible investment has largely been marginalized by the investment advisory community. It's a tough thing to put together. But the important thing is, speak to your values with your assets, and you'll be able to lead by example, show others that it can be done, how to do it, and encourage them to follow suit.